is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I saw Young Fridays out there, our intern, if you want to give a call, 713-780-3776. Young Matthew was our intern yesterday.
Yep.
He played over at Prime with me. He was at my table yesterday for the tournament, and he got slapped around on a four-spade board got him, Dell.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't know what that means.
So why'd you say it like that? Like I'm supposed to just, four-spade board. What does that mean?
Four-spade board means there were four spades on the board. A guy had one spade, one, and won the pot and knocked young Matthew out.
That's a shame. The rigors and the problems with gambling, he just learned. How much did he lose?
The buy-in's just 100. Okay. Is 100? Yeah.
What's an intern?
I don't know if he...
What, the $100 to spend?
I don't know.
We're not paying him. Let's get the money for
him. Well, he's played there before and he's won.
Okay.
So tournaments are back for those.
And he's an LSU guy, so he's one of your people.
Yeah. He wore his Tiger hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for young... I felt bad for young Matthew.
I didn't. He deserved to lose because he wore that hat.
He... What?
You heard me.
Well...
You can't win everything.
Yeah, you can't. So, Dell... Five teams on the rise, five teams that will fall this year.
Yeah, college football, when it and if it gets played. That came from 24/7 Sports. Just a couple teams that should be better. And you've seen the list. Who do you agree or disagree with?
Well, I it'll be interesting to see Miami. I mean, you guys are on the right track. Now you got some quarterback play, right?
Derek King's there, had struggled in his time with Dana, but the year before was really, really good. And really the biggest thing for a Miami fan to be excited about, besides having an adult in the room at quarterback, certainly compared to what they've had the last couple of years, is the fact that they're running an offense that, you know, is modern in college football. Rhett Lashley, who was the OC at Auburn and then the OC at Connecticut and was the OC for Sonny Dykes the last couple of years at SMU, is the OC there. And so Miami is no longer pro-style bro school. They're no longer that school. We're going to spread you out from sideline to sideline.
It's good.
You know, because, you know, I mean, it's Florida. And you recruit Florida athletes, you might want to put them in space. We've only been trying to recreate 2002 and 2001 for the last 18 years, and it hasn't worked. Thank you for finally, you know, switching with the times.
Yeah. They said Virginia is going to tumble. No one cares. It's Virginia.
They lost their quarterback.
Bryce Perkins.
It's Virginia. No one cares about the football. Rise, TCU Horned Frogs. Tumble, Baylor Bears. I can certainly see that. And we watched Max Duggan last year, their quarterback.
Wait, hold on a second. Tumble, Baylor Bears. Now, Baylor did lose their defensive end, Bravion Roy, their defensive tackle. They lost a good linebacker. But they also return, and they did lose their sack master as well. But Baylor has their quarterback back. They have, I think, most of their offensive line back.
They lost their coach. They have
some talented wide receivers back. Yeah, but they got a good coach in Dave Aranda too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't think LSU coach is good enough to?
We don't know if he's a good head coach.
We don't know if he's a good head coach, and we don't know what his offense is going to be like.
I wouldn't say they tumbled just yet. Let me just put it that way.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be in the Big 12 championship game.
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't think.
Then that's somewhat of a tumble.
Yeah,
I mean, because they were in the championship game.
Who's going to get there? Oak State.
Oak State is going to get there. There's one that I would say rise right there. Oak State's going to be really good.
Yeah, beat Oklahoma,
Texas.
Yeah,
they got do it. Just
they,
show it.
They do it all the time.
No, they don't. That's the whole point.
Oh, really? In wrestling? Do you ever see?
I thought we were talking about football.
We were talking about football, but they beat Oklahoma
all
the time.
Okay, let me be more specific. Beat them in football. How about we do that before we start talking about Oklahoma?
They do. They're beating them in football plenty.
When's the last time they did it?
It's actually the most lopsided rivalry in college and all of sports.
They get beat down consistently.
Well, watch. Just watch. Well, watch and learn.
I'm saying just show me.
Watch and learn.
Before we talk about Oklahoma State as a Big 12 title.
That's who should be on that list. That's who's on the rise.
Well, they might want to stop.
They got Northwestern on the rise. Michigan State is going to fall. Stanford on the rise. Utah is going to fall.
Yeah, they lost Zach Moss, lost their quarterback. This might be a little rough for for them this year.
Arkansas is going to rise, and LSU will fall. LSU certainly is going to fall. There's no way they can do what they did last year. Just no way. Not with an entire new team. Ja'Marr Chase is the only guy back that was of consequence.
What's their reasoning for Arkansas rising?
I don't know. They like Sam Pittman. I mean, I think that they, I don't know. They think they're going to get better quarterback play. So I don't know.
Okay, we'll see. What to rise? They win six games. Is that the thought?
That's really a big rise.
Yeah, because they were really bad last year.
Yeah. Well, anything would be a rise, wouldn't it? They've been bad.
Yeah, and that's why Chad Morris is now the OC at Auburn, because he couldn't get it done at Arkansas.
The talent there, that was some of the worst football. When I had to watch somebody from Arkansas or watch somebody play Arkansas, golly, it was stinky. Arkansas stunk. I couldn't believe how bad they've been the last 2 years.
How much of that is their, you know, coaching technique? And
Their talent wasn't very good, although they do have – I mean, actually, they've had a couple of guys who have been draft-worthy or even drafted, but just in general, like, their offensive line has been terrible. Their defensive line is – well, they have had a couple of guys who have made it into the league, but I'm just telling you, their teams were not good. Maybe a lot of that was coaching. I don't know.
That's a team that went through a transition because Bielema was there, and that was a power football, pound teams into submission until it stopped working because – college football doesn't do that anymore unless you're Wisconsin. And then they try to switch to the spread.
That's a good point.
It did not. There was not a good transition. Never had good quarterback play to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Is Felipe Franks there? Is it?
Did he transfer there?
Yeah, I think he did go to Arkansas.
That wouldn't make me feel that all that good. He was okay before he got hurt.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the guy who replaced him didn't just lead him to an SEC title game and an Orange Bowl berth. So, I mean, that team in itself was fine without him when he got hurt.
Yeah, is he an upgrade from Nick Starkel? Probably.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe I don't think
a lot of people are.
And Florida didn't make the SEC title game, but they did make an Orange Bowl. I think Georgia was the LSU's opponent, right? In the SEC title game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Florida didn't make that, but they did make an Orange Bowl under Kyle Trask, who was D.R. King's backup in high school. So that Florida team was fine. I'm not sure how much Felipe Franks is going to add to the equation in 1 year. But, yeah, to your point.
He's got plenty of experience. He's going to be better than Nick Starkel. That is an upgrade. We'll see. But, yeah, I don't know how good Arkansas is. But you're right. Any upgrade, it's almost impossible for them to be worse than they were. And we'll see what kind of head coach Sam Pittman is. But, yeah, a little college football. So I'm telling you guys, what's the under-over on Oklahoma State?
With this
again. Well, the over-under on care?
Just remember.
The over-under on care?
Just remember.
What's the over-under then?
7.5.
Is it?
I don't know. It's a guess.
You're the guy. What is it?
I'll take a look and see right now, won't I?
That's the thing you like to do. Bet. And the two things you love, betting and Oklahoma State football. So you should know.
You just watch Oklahoma State football. All right? Denigrating.
I'm not denigrating. I just say, hey, prove it. How about you beat Oklahoma? We'll start there.
Watch them. Watch Chuba. Huh?
I know the names.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Watch Spencer and Chuba.
Just saying their names doesn't mean anything. They were there last year, too.
Uh-huh. Tylan. What?
Yeah, Tyron Wallace. I know. I told you. I know the names.
Yeah.
Dale, John, say their names is a little different. He wants you to just say out
my
loud,
name.
Oklahoma
say
State
my
players.
Oklahoma State name.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Wallace.
Is Mike Gundy still there?
Who?
Yes.
Gundy.
Yeah, Gundy's still
right?
there. Yeah. Yeah. That's all he does is win every year.
Yeah, he does actually win football games. You're correct in that. But does he ever beat Oklahoma? When's the last time he did it?
He doesn't do that. We're not about that right now.
Was it when Tyreek Hill would turn that punt? Is that when he did it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Tyreek was in a little trouble at the time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. 811 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to come in here and talk a little college football, you want to get in and talk Oklahoma State football, you're more than welcome.
Are we in Stillwater? Because that's the only place people call in to talk about Oklahoma State football.
No, they call in and talk about Oklahoma.
Either they're fans of Oklahoma or how much they hate Oklahoma.
Right.
But it's always about Oklahoma.
Right. That's it. 811 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leather glove, no sequin. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in. Got a dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys excited? We're just 6 days away from the PGA Tour starting up.
I am. I'm starting. It's starting to build up here in the Galveston area.
You think so?
Yeah, there is a level of excitement.
I mean, honestly, it is.
That's fine. In all seriousness, I know we joke about it, but I don't begrudge anyone for being happy about sports they love coming back. I think that's great. The PGA will be able to stick tight. It's not going to be a problem. Basketball is the one that you have the concern about, but basketball said we're coming back, and that's great. That's something to celebrate. How they handle it, how they deal with it. Dale, you brought up other sports or other, you know, Bundesliga or how other, you know, countries are handling this. I think the only big concern that you have is that some of those in Italy and other places, they have seen, they've already hit their peak and they're really coming down. And I know as a country, we may have hit our peak, but in regions, we have many countries. Like Texas is, that's our own country. We have, you know, Texas is a separate country basically. And when New York and some of the other areas were having their big problems, we weren't, because we were flattening the curve. But now, as Bain says on Twitter, now we are fattening the curve.
Well, New York had its first day since really all this started without a coronavirus death yesterday, at least one reported. And on the opposite end, Florida had its highest case load, at least reported, since March yesterday. So as you said, we're almost like different countries, and some of our states are as big as countries in Europe. So, only reason I bring it up is because the NBA is planning on sequestering all these guys and keeping them away from everybody. Meanwhile, the sports around the world are playing, and now I'm sure those players have to practice social distancing, but they're not in bubbles. They can go out if they choose to. And so far, at least in Germany, we'll see what happens in England, because their league will start up the 17th. Not one reported case from a player who's played in the game, which is apparently they're doing a good job of monitoring and keeping people separated. So that's something you can look at if you're an NBA. If you're hopeful that the NBA comes back, they can take things and go, hey, it can be done. You can find a way to keep cases down or even non-existent so far.
We increased by 51% from May 26th to June 2nd. Over the last 7 days, we saw 51%, along with Arizona saw a 100% increase, and Oregon saw a 53% increase. Florida, I'm showing, was actually down over the last 2 days.
I just saw a report.
Over the last 7 days.
Yeah, well, yesterday it spiked quite a bit, at least according to the report. For whatever reason, they had an uptick. So we'll see. And, of course, Florida is where those games are going to be played. So
Louisiana down 11%. That's good.
Good. Well. Roland makes a great point. Hey, John was right about Burrow being the Heisman, but nobody thought that. Hashtag OSU. Thank you, Roland. Roland. Roland speaks the truth.
He also said the Texans would, and Deshaun would throw to 48 touchdowns, and the Texans would.
He did.
Games.
And hasn't he thrown for 48 touchdowns?
Maybe combined.
Total, yeah.
But you said in the season.
You know, I said he'll throw for 48 touchdowns.
In the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that didn't happen. So, yes, he has a win, a big one. Credit to him. But he also has some stunning defeats.
I don't have any defeats.
Yes, you do.
I hit Glenn Correa hitting 50 homers.
No, stunning, you hit it.
Stunning defeats.
And the stunning is sarcastic, because there's no chance of the things he was predicting happening.
No. Yeah, no. Has Correa hit 50 homers?
Combined, yes. But you predicted
no,
the year.
No, I just said he'll hit 50 homers.
In the season.
And then Deshaun, 48 touchdowns. Thank you.
In the season.
Thank you. That's all. Just thank me, and we'll go on our way.
Thank you. You're incorrect.
Adam Silver says he's confident one positive COVID-19 diagnosis won't derail the NBA's return plan. It'll be interesting to see, though, again, if there's an epidemic. especially with guys sweating all over each other. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, don't forget they're going to get tested. So we're going to see some I guarantee you we'll see some positive tests going
in. Well, look, we're getting college football teams tested now, and they're all there's a bunch of guys testing positive. And again, I think in large part, I bet those kids went in there and they were like, test me. What? I got it? Really?
Because they're probably fine. At least they feel fine.
Yeah, at least they feel fine. And, you know, that'll speak to how many more people have had this thing and that maybe these death rate numbers are greatly exaggerated. But that's another argument for another day. Adam Silver said, he had to walk it back a little bit. Adam Silver said, listen, older coaches, I don't know. You're going to be able to stand at the whiteboard in front of the team, but we don't want you on the bench next to the players. Okay. And Greg Popovich is 71. D'Antoni's 69. There's some other older coaches in the league. He said, you know, I'm going to rethink that thing about the coaches not being able to be on the bench with the guys.
Wait, they can't coach from the stands? It's not like anyone's going to be in the stands.
Do you think Pop maybe told him, hey, Adam Silver, do you think Pop had something for Adam Silver when he said this?
Well, Rick Carlisle did. Apparently, after the statement, the coaches, whatever their coalition is, had a conversation, and Rick Carlisle was a spokesperson for it. He goes, excuse me, do you think you may have misspoke? And, and Silver's like, yeah, I guess I did. Alvin Gentry came out. I was like, well, why is age an issue? Maybe I'm healthier than the 40-something-year-old
coach. That is true.
How about we find out who has underlying issues and who doesn't before we start making these types of determinations?
Right. You want to test my testosterone right now, Adam? What?
And
what?
I would, if I'm Adam Silver, I would say, Alvin, you're lucky you're even in this because you're not in the playoffs currently. So you watch it. Okay?
Ooh.
You're lucky.
You see, Portland voted no to this 22-team playoff.
Apparently,
system.
They weren't listening to Dame because Dame was a proponent of this particular scenario, so he had a shot. Because Zach Collins will be back, possibly Nurkic will be back. Apparently, their owners are like, nah.
Well, guess what, though? Were the only vote. Yeah. Dissenting vote, so guess what? Yeah.
Yep, you're gonna play, and they're going to pay.
I wonder why they would vote against it. See, Dame said, if we don't have a chance, I don't want to play.
Yeah, but now he gets that opportunity.
Well, he's got a chance, but what kind of chance does he really have?
If he finishes as a ninth seed, and he's within four of the eighth, which he is currently, he'll get that chance to win two without losing one. So he's got a real shot, at least to get in the play-in. I think they're only 3.5 back or so, I think, or maybe it's more. But he's got a shot to get to nine.
Do you guys see this as a potential – do you see a shortening of the season potentially to 70 games or 72 games and then using a play-in scenario where the last – okay, well, not shortening the season. Let's say it stops at 70 games – and then you have, or even 74 games, and then you have the 8-game play-in scenario that they're talking about now, using the same. But then you have players who are getting paid for 82, so I don't know how that would work.
Well, right. I mean, they're not. Everybody wants to decrease in season. That's just not happening. By the way, they're 3.5 behind right now.
Yeah,
Memphis.
So they're within the 4-game bubble where they would be able to play.
Right now they are.
Yeah. So he has a legitimate shot for what he wanted, and if those players come back healthy, he's got a shot. I don't know why Portland voted no. Was it a money thing? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, they got Memphis right off the bat, so they can cut it to 2.5.
Yeah.
Then they got Houston, Minnesota. I don't know if they're in it. Dallas, Minnesota, Charlotte's not in it.
Yeah, it's only 8 games, but I think they're in a much better position because you don't actually have to catch Memphis. You just have to be within 4 of them, and then you got a shot to play them.
Right.
So
here's what.
But you got to be the ninth seed. There's other teams that are also tied with them.
That's true, but you don't have to catch and surpass the 8. You just have to be the 9th, which is far more. I think it's easier where they are now than what they would have had to deal with if they could get to 9.
Portland voted no because they wanted a 20 game, not a 22. Yahoo sources: Portland preferred a 20 team return to play format. Thus, one of the reasons why they voted no on the 22 team. CJ McCollum said, "We play for an ownership group that actually listens to its players and has a backbone. We voiced what we felt was the best option, and they followed our lead. I commend our front office." That would have still put them in, though, right?
Yeah, it just removes some competition from
Blazers. Wanted less competition. That's what it said.
So what?
That seems a little weird.
Get off your moral, whatever high ground you want, McCollum, about your ownership group. You petitioned to make it easier for you, and they backed you. That's not that. That's not some big statement.
No, Dame Lillard said, I don't want to play unless I have a chance to actually compete.
Right.
And so the NBA opened it up to make sure other players who felt the same way would have a chance. Then CJ McCollum, this isn't right. We need to limit the amount of teams who have a chance to compete. Which one is it, Portland?
We just want us to be in.
Yeah, we only want to, you know, maybe deal with the Pelicans because they have the same record as us and Memphis.
Maybe
they don't even get to play because Zion did that thing at Duke where he's got to testify. Maybe he shouldn't even be there himself. No, shut up, Portland.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. Just shut up.
You got what you wanted. Now find a way into the playoffs.
Oh, did y'all see this? I didn't see this. What time? Are we up against a break? No, we're good. So Caesar Sportsbook lowered the odds for the Brooklyn Nets from 750-1 to 60-1 on speculation that Durant could return from his Achilles tendon injury when the NBA resumes. How would you like that? This is going to be a brand new season. Like, guys, you talk about Nurkic and all these guys who are out for the season are now, many of them have a chance to come back and play. This is going to be, James Harden will look like a different guy when the season starts back up, potentially.
Didn't we hear people from the Nets say that KD wasn't going to come back?
Yeah, KD said he's not coming back.
Yeah, this was May 11th that report came out that he wasn't coming back.
13 hours ago that this one came out.
Oh, I know he's it's possible that he can come back, but I thought the Nets were like, nah, we're not even gonna do it. We're not, at least that was early in the month of May. So who knows what they think now.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't see it. Would you do that? I don't think so. Why risk him?
And what do
the let him wait till Christmas? Why not? Well, wait, let him wait till Christmas because, well, I don't know. I guess you could.
If he's healthy, let him play.
You want to mess with an Achilles?
I don't think he's messing with it. When was the injury?
It's a year ago.
It's about a year ago now.
Yeah, it's a year ago.
Yeah, that's plenty of time on the Achilles front.
Now, we remember when Paul George had his horrific injury. He came back and played, but late in that season, but it was limited because the Pacers weren't going to make the playoffs. If Kevin Durant comes back, there's a shot he's playing at 15 games or more if they advance in the playoffs. Let's say he comes back midway through the 8-game stretch to get warmed up for the playoffs. It'll be hard minutes, and we're talking if the Nets advance with Kevin Durant and Kyrie, which is entirely possible. All of a sudden, it's not just a warm-up to make sure he's ready to play basketball again in December. It's like, wait a minute, how many games is he going to play? So that's the decision I would take into account. Do we want him playing heavy minutes this early?
Yeah, and as aggressively as he's going to have to play right out of the box.
Yeah, to be ready in prime.
I mean,
shape
how
for the
important
playoffs.
It is and everything. Yeah.
That would be my concern. If it was a regular season, you can limit his minutes and ease him in, but it'll be the playoffs, and you're not going to do that.
Well, you got 8 games. But you got the 8 games you can.
Yeah, if they bring him back to start.
Right.
But they want to go? But he has to get ready for the playoffs in those 8 games.
Right.
So he's going to have to play hard.
Well, but you can still limit his minutes in those 8 games.
But then you won't do it in the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you?
What's the point of bringing him back if
you're limiting his minutes? Well, because I'll take Kevin Durant in limited minutes. And we've seen that before with players, that you had to limit his minutes.
Not generally in the playoffs. That generally happens.
Remember when Mike came back, remember how desperate they were to win, and Mike had whatever it was, 20-minute, 15-minute, whatever he could play, and they let him play.
Yeah, that was the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to get into the
playoffs.
Are you going to limit Kevin Durant's minutes in the playoffs?
Well, if you want Kevin Durant.
Well, I feel like the playoffs are there, obviously, to go as far as possible. If you're limiting Kevin Durant.
But again, I would rather take Kevin Durant for 10, 15, no, 20 minutes a game than no Kevin
it's
Durant.
It's not the question. But if you have Kevin Durant on your roster and you have Kyrie and you only have these guys for 4 years and this is one of the years, if you're bringing them back, it's to try to win. And you're limiting your opportunity to win if you're only doing it for 20 minutes.
So
this
you
is
are.
The year.
You
it's
are,
kind
but
of
again, a- again, I'll make the argument. I'd rather have him for 20 than not have him at all.
I'd rather have him playing or not at all because you're not winning playoff series with him for 20 minutes. There's not enough talent on that roster.
Well, they're where they are now, right on the cusp. I mean, they're in the playoffs. I mean, they're you know,
yeah, they're playing the Raptors. they're a 7 seed currently, and they're not catching the Sixers at 6. So if you're bringing Kevin Durant to win playoffs games, you're not beating the Raptors, only playing him 20 minutes a night.
I just say this. This is the one year where there's so this is such a wild card year. You've got good teams who have had a lot of time off. Who knows how they'll respond to that? They may not respond. This is – I wouldn't put – there could be some crazy things happening in the NBA playoffs this year. I don't know if it's likely, but I do think if you're going to see something happen out of the norm, obviously this is going to be the year that it happens. And I kind of like the idea of Kevin Durant coming out of nowhere along with Kyrie Irving. And no, they're not the most talented team, but I do think he's a nemesis if he is right physically. We know how good he can be. So I think he could absolutely give Toronto some issues. Toronto's clearly much more talented. Toronto also, you know, has been off as long as everyone else has. So we don't know how they'll respond to that.
Yeah, how'd you like to beat Toronto? We get the 2 seed and we get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving back.
They wouldn't like it.
No, well, they wouldn't like it at all.
Well, Kyrie's talented, but Kyrie was crap in the playoffs.
Some people are saying that Kyle Lowry is 290 pounds. People have said it.
You are saying
people
that.
People have said it.
No, you just said it.
No one else said it.
Yeah.
It's out there. There's rumors.
They're not rumors.
People have said.
Who said that, President?
They are saying he's 290.
What are his ratings, though?
I don't know. It might be true. It might not. He might be 300. I don't know. People are saying it.
There are rumors that when Kyrie watched the SpaceX launch, he was so shocked by the world being round, he no longer wants to play basketball. They're putting it out there. Kyrie doesn't want to play basketball anymore.
That's fake news.
No.
Okay.
He's a flat earther, and then he saw SpaceX kill his dreams. He's disenfranchised, doesn't want to play.
That's a possibility. 830 ESPN 97.5. You know what else is a possibility? Is you getting over to Chastang Forum, getting on the website right now. And I'm going to tell you what. You are going to love Chastang Ford. You're going to love Patrick. You're going to love Joe. You're going to love the dealership. Get to the website right now. As soon as you get on, they're going to tell you, you know what, we'll customize your payments. We'll value your trade. You can get pre-approved. You can schedule a test drive. They'll bring the car to you. You can choose delivery or you can pick it up in the showroom. You can get approved right there on the website. You can schedule service on the website. You can see all of the specials, all the vehicles, and they have vehicles. That seems to be a problem at other dealerships, not a problem at Chastang Ford. And they've got just beautiful. I mean, when you're talking about the F-150 or 250 or 350 or the Ranger Expedition Explorer, the Edge, the Escape, I mean, Transit van, just top of the line, and you're going to get your best deal at Chastang Ford. I'm telling you. And not only that, but you're going to join the Chastang family. And when you do that, you're going to get the service that is second to none. And like the service now, if you've got a car that needs to be serviced, they'll pick it up, they'll fix it, they'll sanitize it, and they'll deliver it back to you. That's the kind of service that you're going to get at Chastang Ford that you're not getting everywhere else. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, commercial or just retail, all you got to do is get to ChastangFord.com. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford on Homestead and 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 833 ESPN 97.5. A lot of good exchanges on Twitter today, at John Granato, at DelV2, at Lance Zierlein. And yeah, Chance had one of the tweets of the day so far. And so if you're looking, and Roland was the smartest so far. He's talking about Joe Burrow. And then, yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to. The Major League Baseball players not having it, okay? Guys, if they do this, if they can't agree to the money, I mean, really, honestly, you want to talk about, you know, well, Chris Ballard is taking a stand for African Americans in this country. I can't live with that. I'm going to cancel my season tickets. Really? How about if your baseball players are so tone deaf to what's going on in this country right now and with the coronavirus, with all of the, with 40 million people out of work, if they can't come to terms because they're all money grubbing, both sides are so money grubbing that they can't come to terms to play baseball this year, then I honestly might be done with it. I like baseball. And I love going to Astros. I love, I've always been a big baseball fan. But this would be what much worse to me than the strike in 94.
But this is still a business issue, though. You know what I mean? I understand that there's emotions involved, but at the heart of it, these guys are still negotiating over money and revenue split, revenue split necessarily. I mean, that's never going to change. Business is business, and they're treating it like a business, and neither one wants to give up any leverage.
Well, right. But it seems to me the other sports are, you know, basketball just said, let's do it. Let's go.
And well, but they didn't have the same issues. They had already gotten 70 games in. They don't have a full season. Most of them had been paid most of their money. There's money on the line for TV. Like, that was an easy yes vote for basketball, to be honest with you. Not every team's going to play. They had most of their money. They have another trigger coming where they get even more money coming in. And with the TV deal, baseball's in a completely different scenario.
Right.
Well, we don't know in depth about MLS, but they had only played four games. They had apparently a contentious thing, and they found a way.
They found a way. And you know what? Well, maybe it was because it was MLS. It's not nearly as public.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea who writes up for him.
There was a thing, Hercules Gomez, former U.S. international, he got word that the players sat out a couple days of training while this was going on, and the owners were prepared to lock him out. They found a way to get it done. And they had only played four games, so they hadn't played an entire year. They had to figure out some things, and they're going down to Orlando, it appears, to play in some type of MLS-type World Cup thing. But even as Lance pointed out, all the things hampering baseball was always going to be the sport everyone expected to have an issue getting back because of their history and because of what – this is who they are. It's always been this way.
But if they can't, honestly – like I was pissed in 94 – Jeff Bagwell had just broken his hand, gotten hit by a pitch. He was the MVP that year, and I don't know if he would have won the MVP if they actually played the entire season. But the Astros were good, and I was pissed. I was pissed. You know, what are we doing? Let's get, you know, that sucks. This sucks. And it took them a while to get back. It took steroids and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and, you know, Cal Ripken breaking the record. That was the first thing that got people back. But you know, that was like, oh, okay. This, though, just feels so, it feels filthy.
It's on brand.
No, it feels filthy to me.
I know, but this is their brand. This is who they are. And no one should be surprised that baseball is having these many issues. Whether they're certainly legitimate concerns, but this is on brand for baseball. And if they don't come back, most people will, as long as basketball is in the midst of deciding a champion, and then football says they're going, people will shrug. Okay, we'll see you when we see you.
Have we seen in the Korean League, have we seen positive tests? Have we seen any issues?
I have not.
Who cares?
Heard
that. KT Wiz are not right now in the top half of the standings, so no one cares about it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're the only one that has that.
Because you picked the loser again.
Yeah.
I sure did.
To get behind a loser.
Like 11 and 15 now. They stink. We need some change in leadership there. We need management change immediately.
What's the manager's
management
name?
Management. Oh, the management is swinging and missing
at
those pitches?
Your game. I'm not playing your game.
No, what's the manager's name?
Actually,
John, what do you think the manager's name is?
I'll tell
you. It's Korean, not Japanese.
Oh.
I'll tell you right now what his name is. The name we don't even dare to pronounce.
Oh, he's Voldemort?
You know why? Yeah, basically because everyone hates him and they're like, he who we don't talk about.
His name is Lee Kang-chul.
What is it?
Lee Kang-chul. It's not Japanese.
Oh,
No, stop.
Yeah. Well, it's that's what it is for now, but it'll be different in about a week if he doesn't start finding better pitching.
Well, if you think, okay, it's all about the pitching. That's what our problems are.
That's what the KT Wiz's problems are.
And where are the heroes?
I have not seen anything on I haven't seen a positive coronavirus test come out of there.
No.
Where's your team, John? He was typing to find where his team is.
I'm going to see. Where's mine?
I don't know.
Well, the Kiwoom Heroes.
Yeah, that's not how you say it.
That's how you say it.
It's not Kiwoom. No, it's not that.
Kiwoom Heroes. Yes, right.
What's their record
for? I have no idea.
They're your team.
It's my team. I've been following them closely. I don't know what they did this morning.
What was their record before this morning?
It was good.
That's not.
We were kicking ass.
Those aren't numbers.
Yeah. Korean Baseball League standings. Oh, man.
Even know the logo of your team? You are 16-12.
16-12. Kicking ass.
No, NC is kicking ass. They're 21-6. Far and away the best team in baseball.
We ain't worried about
that. There's not a single story about a positive test in Korea.
Well,
they've been doing it right from the beginning.
Yeah, that's why I don't like comparing. Well, if Korea's fine, what about us? And then you see the pool parties in the Ozarks and at Clay, and you realize and full on. And I've been in restaurants. Well, I was in one restaurant where I was like, "Hey, this doesn't feel like 50% capacity. You're coming right out of the gate at about 75 because you're closing on Sunday." I don't really, whatever happens with Korean baseball, that's still, I mean, it's good, but like I said, I don't really compare other countries to us right now. We do things different, which means our own way.
Yeah. We just do them better. Maybe. We do everything better.
Better is the word you're using.
Yeah. Yeah. We do everything better. That's right.
Huh. I mean, different, I think, is a correct word. Better.
Yeah.
It feels like you're ignoring facts.
No. Have you seen? Can we be a more unified country right now?
Yeah.
I think it's impossible.
I think I can find a way.
I think it's impossible to be more unified.
We should start naming all the countries having civil war right now, and they would still be more unified.
Do you think the Gaza Strip is a safer place to be?
Depending on what side you're on, maybe.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the Gaza Strip today.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't either.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, so if that, listen, if, I'd say baseball too is like, and I think they're going to take great measures. No sunflower seeds, because apparently sunflower seeds carry the coronavirus.
You spit out those droplets.
So you're spitting all over, I guess that'll.
Yeah, the droplets will go in the air if you spit out sunflower seeds.
Well, so you're not going to be able to spit at all?
No spitting.
Well, what?
No, keep that saliva in your mouth.
Oh.
What that mouth do, though? It doesn't spit.
That mouth's got to spit, though.
No, not anymore. It's against the rules.
You can't spit no more?
No chew? No. None of it. Nothing where you have to project something out of your mouth.
So you have to swallow that saliva.
And here we are. I'm not playing this game. I told you, it's weird when there's no one here and I have to look in your eyes when you do this. I don't want to play this game. And Lance completely tapped out.
Where'd Lance go?
I'm glad I'm not here also.
I don't want to look at him when he does it.
I'm just asking a question. You can't spit?
Answer it for yourself. They say no spitting. Sunflower seeds banned. No chewing tobacco. That's banned.
Can we still have gum?
Can we smoke cigarettes?
What? They didn't do that.
Could choke down a heater?
They didn't do that before.
Oh, really? Jim Leland? You never saw him choking down a heater during a game?
Is he still an active manager?
I don't know that.
Yes, you do. He's not. No smoking, no spitting, no chewing of sunflower seeds. I don't think gum has been banned. I'm not sure.
And actually, you know the whole puff, puff, pass? You have to skip over a person only 50% capacity. So you're not allowed to just... Or is it none at all, actually, I don't think.
I believe it's none at all.
Yeah, never
Nothing
mind.
Nothing where you can transfer.
That's what the sunflower seeds, yep, you're right.
So it'll be a much cleaner dugout. I'm sure those workers who have to clean the
whoever the equipment guys are like
are thrilled
about damn time.
Yeah, you discuss pigs, animals.
They are animals. All right, 713-780-3776, the number 844 ESPN 97.5.
This
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell, what a load of crap. Florida State, they're all unified now.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. From a purely selfish, burn it all down perspective of a Miami fan, it's unfortunate that they found a way to come together.
I know.
But as far as unity and understanding each other and blah, 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 everything, the world needs to come together, okay, sure, that's fine. But I was looking for, man, the meeting went poorly and Mark Norvell's under fire. Fortunately, everything's fine.
Moving on was the quote of the day yesterday from the athletic director, from Marvin Wilson. For those who didn't hear, Mike Norvell, their head coach, had told the Athletic that he had spoken to every player and had a one-on-one with them, and they talked about the issues and everything else. And Marvin Wilson from Episcopal High School, who went back just to because he was unhappy with where the direction of the program. He didn't want to leave Florida State in the lurch, in a bad situation. He could have been a first rounder for sure, or second rounder for sure. First rounder was a real possibility as well. But he said, no, I'm going back. And Mike Norvell, you know, talking about that with the Athletic, that he talked to every person, and Marvin tweeted out, no, that's BS. That didn't happen. And we don't want lies. Don't lie. And, you know, and it's one of his first acts is Mike Norvell lying about that. He said, I'm proud of Marvin for utilizing his platform to express his reaction to my comments in an earlier interview. Last Saturday evening, I sent a text to each player individually to present an opportunity for open communication with me. Many members of our team chose to respond and have more in-depth conversations about issues and feelings. Marvin is right. It was a mistake to use the word every, particularly at this time. Words are important, and I'm sorry.
Marvin right. also said it was like a generated text, not like it was personalized. Yeah, but right. I guess whatever. As long as they figured it out and everything's okay, I guess it's okay.
Look at Dell. You know what his new nickname is? The Joker.
What?
Because he's trying to create chaos within the Florida football community.
I've always wanted chaos for Florida State and Florida.
That's why not, you're the Joker.
That's not new. I've always wanted.
No, that's true.
I always kind of wanted disaster.
He's
for
on
those
brand
programs.
Here.
Yeah,
he's
what
on
are we
brand.
Talking
no, he's
about
on
here?
Brand. He yeah. is. No, he's the Joker.
Not the Joker. I'm just a fan of bad things happening to those programs.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is Joker too, and Heath Ledger's as well. You know, kind
Jack
of
Nicholson.
not Jack Nicholson's, no, and definitely not Oswald Cobblepot.
Hey, don't hate on Gotham. But yeah, I want bad things to happen for those programs, not the individuals, because I don't want people to get hurt. But losing and strife and chaos, of course, I want that.
Dale's so upset that. Well, it looks like they came to an understanding and things worked out. Like, oh,
unity sucks.
You know, I'm going to tell you what all of this is doing. It's really empowering the player now. We saw, and for those of you that haven't heard, the NFL players got together and they made, what is it, about a minute and a half or so?
Minute
15 or so. A plea to, well, not a plea, but, you know, talking about the NFL and standing up for African Americans, and they want the NFL to be leading the way, and they've asked the NFL to apologize for not letting them protest peacefully while kneeling for the national anthem, and we'll see what the NFL responds. But this is really going to be a time of empowering the player. More so than I think we ever have. I mean, we just talked about the Major League Baseball and the power that the players have. It's unbelievable how much power Major League players have. But we're going to start to find that, you know, athletes now are going to call BS on coaches. Athletes now are going to say, this is a load of crap. We ain't. And Marvin called for a strike. We're not working out anymore until we resolve this issue. And you're going to see players banding together. We saw Northwestern try it a few years ago. It didn't work for them. They tried to create a union. Yeah, they tried to create a union, and everybody was against that because, you know, we want to make sure that amateurism stays intact because we make $1 billion from not paying our labor. So we got to make sure that we keep amateurism intact. But a judge said no, and for legal reasons, they lost their case. But you're going to see a time, I think you're going to see a time now that even college level, maybe even the high school level, you're going to see pushback.
Yeah, silence appears to be something that won't be tolerated anymore.
Yeah.
You can't be passive, is what the players are saying at this point. You can't just be not okay with racism. You have to tell everyone why it's bad and why you are doing things to make sure it isn't a thing in your workspace or league. That's where we're going. Silence, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah. You're going to find it at every level. Hey, coach, you ain't doing enough. And we're going to have in studio a guy named Wendell Champion. He's going to join us next week here. I think he's running for.
He started Champion Energy.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
But he is. Well, he went to West Point, and he's a lawyer, and he's running for Congress. And we're going to. It'll be in the 10 o'clock hour next week, one of the days, and ask him exactly what can we do. You know, let's have some concrete plans as opposed to let's change. Let's get some concrete plans. Actually, what is it that we're going to do? And do you see in Minnesota they're talking about a lot less money for their police force.
Now this one might have been extreme, but I also saw a headline. Who knows what the actual
disbanding?
Yeah,
no, I don't think it's going to be disbanding. It's more likely going to be if there is an overdose. Someone with some drug expert going as opposed to the police going. If there is a there's different examples of people that can, as opposed to cops with guns showing up at places, we'll have other people answering those 911 calls. Which, you know, sometimes, you know, the police get into an intimidating situation. Now, in some of these drug calls, though, can be violent.
Certainly.
And you got to worry about that.
I did see there's a tweet, unfortunately, I don't have in front of me. It was some woman who was like a sexual assault counselor, and she put it in quotes, well, what if you're a rape or assaulted? Don't you want the police to show up? And she said, in all the years I've been doing this and the women I've had to deal with, you know, she was talking about the overwhelming majority of when the police tell you, well, you sure about this? It can't really be proven, like kind of dismissing it. So she was saying the police aren't all that valuable in these type of and even in violent crimes, at least in her perspective. So there is a lot of people and really these protests outside of the Black Lives Matter issue and certainly the murder of George Floyd. A lot of people are using this as a complete rebuke of policing in this country. Saying, why do we have you guys when you don't appear to be honoring the oath of protecting and serving? There are a lot of people who have taken to the streets aside from George Floyd to say, you guys, what do we have you here for?
Right, right. No. Well, you know, disbanding police forces, though, doesn't sound like a great idea.
It's a terrible,
doesn't sound like
terrible
the best idea.
People are like, well, okay, so what happens then if somebody in a group in mass decide to do something, well, you just let it happen. There's just nothing. Like, you have to have you have to have a policing agency. You have to correct the issues with any policing agency so that you don't have the same problems and concerns. But disbanding and I saw signs the other day at the march about abolishing police. Like, I'm curious as to what okay, well, what is the game plan then once you abolish them? Like, what does that look like?
The problem, I believe, for some people is because of the origins of the police and how they started in this country. Originally, they weren't given the name police, but they were patrol groups to, like, catch runaway slaves. So when people have that imagery and say the whole beginning of policing in this country was about, you know, continuing injustice. So as that has filtered down through the years, people say, you guys started from an origin of being awful, and things, at least for some people, they're not improving. So, I'm with you. I don't know how you have a country without people to police it. But this entire week plus now has been about, you guys have to do better, because what you're doing isn't right.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's got to be better. Got to be better. And maybe there is. Did you see the the elderly person in Buffalo get pushed down by the cops?
Yeah, it just adds to the imagery because someone put up a side-by-side image. If you missed it, like a 75-year-old man who approached the police was shoved down, hit the ground, back of his head, it looks like, it started bleeding out of his ear, and not one of those particular police stopped to help. It was, I think, a National Guardsman who came to try to give him some aid. And there's an image that they put side-by-side. In that exact area, there were police kneeling to show, quote-unquote, support to the movement or the protesting. And, I don't know, maybe hours later, just shove an old man down. Don't even stop to help. So when these images get floated around, people are like, what the hell is going on?
Right. I thought you guys were kneeling with us.
And supporting. And, yeah. And then hours later, you showed no care.
Those cops are under investigation. There's going to be an investigation. Well,
the issue is
one guy came over there to help him up, and the other two who were kind of involved, like, oh, yeah, let me get you real quick.
I don't know. The first guy didn't look like he was going over to help.
No. I'm talking about the guy with the cane. Are y'all talking about the same one?
No, we're talking about the 75-year-old man in Buffalo where he's bleeding out of his ear when his head.
This is a different older man who got pushed to the ground.
Oh, well, there that is. Multiple that we're talking about. But another issue that people have having a problem with, the initial response by the people in charge there was like, oh, the man fell. Oh, he fell.
Yeah,
Then people are like, no, we've got video. He got pushed down.
He got pushed.
So though all these things are coming together.
One of the cops called for some help for him right away. But I don't know. We don't know when they arrived or whatever happened. They shooed the person that was shooting the video out.
Yeah, you back up. Wait a minute. I was fine just minutes ago. But now that I caught this on camera, I got to move?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The theory behind abolish the police is more libertarian philosophy. It's to have to be more of a response police force, similar to the fire department. Fire department doesn't patrol, but they respond as needed. No cops on the beat. If there's no cops on the highway shooting and trying to give me a ticket, I'll be fine with that.
I'm still out on that. Libertarians have some, like, no rules, nothing. I don't know. I'm going to go. Oh, I'm voting no.
You'd
on
much
one.
Rather be under his eye, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Lance is clearly about authoritarianism. Yeah. That's his deal.
You guys like, there should be no taxes, no rules, no nothing.
Right. I believe that there should be no taxes right now, as a matter of fact. I'm all for that.
Oh, you wanted to fund the police force then? Is that who you are, John?
Yeah.
Is that who you are?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to pay my taxes.
There are a lot of
year.
People who feel just like you.
Yeah. 859 ESPN 975 713 780 3776.